This afternoon, we'd like to see the title, Melchizedek, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. We'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abram, returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Why did this writer raise Melchizedek? The question one, why did this writer raise Melchizedek? Number two, in verse 3, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remained a priest continually. Why did this author mention Melchizedek was without genealogy? Melchizedek was without genealogy. Question 3. In verse 4, now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. List what great things of this man from verses 4 through 13. So this author talks about this man, meaning this man of Melchizedek was so great. So please list what great things of this man coming from verses 4 through 13. The last bonus question. So who is Melchizedek? The last question, who is Melchizedek? So that's the last question. First of all, the writer of Hebrew was anonymous, which meaning we don't know, you know, actually who wrote the book of Hebrews, but we thought that probably disciple Paul wrote in the book of Hebrew, because the sentence style is very similar to Paul's epistles. So very logical, you know, that's why. The main theme of the book of Hebrews, the Christian relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is based upon grace relationship, not, you know, legal relationship. So legal relationship, you know, got so headache. Grace relationship. In my thought, you know, the Jesus Christ gave one talent to labor. Certain person came to 8 o'clock in the morning, certain person come to almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But Jesus gave, you know, equally one talent, but 8 o'clock, you know, in the morning labor made a complaint against Jesus, because grace meaning really doesn't matter when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, everybody, whoever accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, are saved based upon God's grace. Not, you know, you are married, you know, when, you know, you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, really doesn't matter. So, the relationship between Christians and the Lord Jesus Christ is based upon grace relationship, not, you know, legal relationship. So, the audience of the book of Hebrews is probably Jewish Christian. Jewish Christian meaning the Jews who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ are called as Jewish Christians. So this book was written probably during 64 through 68 AD, just before Titus, the Roman general's destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. So that is the general background. In verse 1, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abram returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. This background, you know, the book of Genesis chapter 14. Book of Genesis chapter 14 basically talked about Abram's nephew Lot was kidnapped by the five Gentile kings. So in order to save Abram's nephew Lot, So Abraham brought with his soldiers, he killed the five Gentile kings. Then he came back, the king over the Melchizedek. The chapter 14, verse 18 through 20 said, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. So Melchizedek king gave bread and wine to Abraham. Bread and wine is bread is in the New Testament, bread is a type of Jesus' broken body. The wine is a symbol of Jesus' blood shed. So the Melchizedek gave bread and wine to Abraham. He was the priest of God Most High. So priest meaning a person who worship, you know, to God is called as a priest. And he blessed him and said, also Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Not Abraham blessed Melchizedek and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. So Abraham's enemy, five, you know, the Gentile kings, was delivered into Abraham's hand, which meaning Abraham killed the five Gentile kings. And he gave him a tithe of all. Abraham made the offering a tithe to Melchizedek priest. Not Melchizedek made a tithe to Abraham. So that is talks about in verse chapter 14, verse 18 through 20. The question one, why did this author, this writer talks about this Melchizedek? Because just the previous verse, previous chapter, previous, you know, the last verse, chapter 6 verse 20 says, where the forerunner has entered for us. Who is the forerunner? Because the Lord Jesus Christ, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Because the previous chapter, last verse said, Jesus Christ became high priest according to the order Melchizedek. That's why verse 1 talk about this Melchizedek. Because Jesus Christ followed the order of Melchizedek. That's why this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Also, Psalm chapter 110, verse 4, the Lord has a song and will not repent. The Lord, you know, has never repent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So our Lord, priest forever, eternal priest, according to the order Melchizedek, not according to Levi, according to the Melchizedek. Verse 2, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all. Or Abraham made tithe to Melchizedek. Melchizedek as a priest of Most High God. First being translate King of Righteousness. Melchizedek, Melchi, the Hebrew word, means king. Zedek means righteousness. That's why here, King of Righteousness. And then also King of Salem. Salem is a Shalom, you know, means peace. So meaning King of Peace. Verse 3, without father, without mother, without genealogy. So in book of Genesis, they have a genealogy. You know, Adam, you know, birth, then Adam death, then Abraham come out, you know, then Isaac, then, you know, Jacob. Jacob, you know, had 12 sons, you know, one of them Levi, one of them Judah, right? Levi is ordained by God to be priest. Only Levi is qualified to be a priest, you know, officer. But here, without genealogy, meaning Melchizedek has no birth, no death at all, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remained a priest continually. So Melchizedek is like the Son of God. Like means looks like, you know, Son of God looks like Jesus Christ, but like means Melchizedek is not Jesus Christ, but like Son of God. So we know that Jesus Christ, God, incarnated into man. So like Son of God. So Melchizedek is a man, but like Son of God. So Melchizedek is not God either, but like the Son of God. Remain a priest continually, forever. So here, like a Son of God. So we know that the Lord Jesus Christ is God, also man. Melchizedek like God, or like man, but not in the Son of God. Now consider how great this man was. Now the question three. How great this man was, then explain. To whom even Patriarch. Patriarch meaning the leader of a family. Patriarch Abraham, or Abraham, the father of Israel nation, right? Abraham, the father of Israel nation, gave her a tenth of the spoils. So Abraham, the father of Israel, made an offering to Melchizedek. And indeed, those who are the sons of Levi, who received the priesthood. So only Aaron came from Levi. Levi was a great-grandson of Abraham, right? Levi, great-grandson of Abraham. So only Levi tribes are qualified to be a priest. Levitical priesthood or Aaronic priesthood have a commandment, God's commandment or God's law, to receive tithes from people according to the law. Because the priest, as the representative of God, is receiving tithes from the people, before the people. But before God, priest as a representative of the people, that's why priest give sacrifice an animal, kind of thing, to the Lord. That is from their brethren or their people, although they have come from the loins of Abraham or Levi. Levitical priests are descendants of Abraham, so they receive the tithes before the people. But verse 6, he, Melchizedek, whose genealogy is not derived from them. So Melchizedek has no genealogy, so not derived from them, meaning no Levitical priest, received the tithe from Abraham. So Melchizedek received tithe from Abraham, the father of a Levitical priest, and blessed him. Also Melchizedek blessed him who had the promise. Now verse 7, the conclusion, beyond all contradiction, you may argue, a lot of arguments, nevertheless, all argument, the less is blessed by the better or by the greater. So the greater people can bless the lesser people. For example, we are praying for somebody for blessing. Actually, that intercessional prayer, because our God is superior to everybody. That's why we are praying from God's blessing to the people who receive the prayer. So that kind of thing, the lesser is blessed over the better, or by the better, or by the greater. This means Melchizedek is superior to Levitical priest. Here, mortal man meaning man, will die. Mortal man receive tithes, because Levitical priest died, subjected to his life. So mortal man receive a tithe, but there he receives them tithe, of whom it is witness that he lives. What does it mean? Only during their lives, their physical lives, they are able to receive a tithe from the people. So subject to physical life. But Melchizedek is not subject to life because he has no genealogy. Even Levi, who received the tithe, paid the tithe through Abraham, so to speak. Which meaning Levi received the tithe from the people, but Levi came from Abraham, but that Abraham made the tithe to Melchizedek, so Melchizedek received Abraham tithe as well as all Levitical priest tithe too, in logical consequence. For he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. He, meaning Levitical priest, was still in the loins of his father, which meaning his Levitical priest was not born yet when Abraham met Melchizedek. Verse 11, therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, which meaning Levitical priesthood is not perfect, for under it the people received the law. Law right here. Legal relationship is not perfect. What further need was there that another priest who is here, another priest is the Lord Jesus Christ, priest should arise according to the order of Melchizedek. Because chapter 6 verse 20 said, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus is another priest. What further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? Aaron was a tribe of Levi. For the priesthood being changed, how changed? Levitical priesthood to Melchizedek, new priesthood. Changed of necessity, there is also change of the law. Here, necessity, which meaning Old Testament priesthood is canceled. So it's no longer needed. Necessity meaning mandatory, no room to excuse, necessity. There is also a change of the Lord. Verse 13 right here, for he, Jesus, of whom these things are spoken, belong to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the oath, which meaning Jesus not from Levi. So then is verse 14 through 16, they said, for it is evident our Lord arose from Judah. Judah, the fourth son of Jacob, the third son of Jacob is Levi, fourth son Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood. And it is yet, Moses also was a tribe of Levi too. And it is yet far more evident if in the likeness of Melchizedek, here likeness, not just it, likeness. Likeness Melchizedek, there arise another priest who has come, not according to the law of a fleshly commandment. The fleshly commandment, which meaning, Levitical priests, fleshly commandment, because they were subjected to their physical life. But according to the power of endless life, eternal life. So let's see, it's a question. In verse 1, for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, five kings, and blessed him. Why did this author raise Melchizedek? Because the previous chapter, last verse, chapter 6, verse 20, because Jesus Christ became high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Then chapter 7, who is Melchizedek? What is Melchizedek? That's why, in verse 1, they mentioned this Melchizedek. Question 2, in verse 3, Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remained a priest continually. Why did this writer mention Melchizedek was without genealogy? Because in order to explain like the Son of God, to be like the Son of God, because Jesus, you know, lives forever, you know, but Jesus come here, amen, right? Through Mary, right? The Holy Spirit, conceived by the Holy Spirit. That's why, in order to explain, Melchizedek just like the Son of God. So in the Old Testament, we know that, you know, Melchizedek, a man of a Canaan land, you know, kind of thing, you know, just some kind of like a Son of God. Question 3, in verse 4, now consider how great this man was to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. Please list what great things of this man from verses 4 through 13. Number 1, Abraham gave a tithe to him. Not Melchizedek, you know, didn't give it to him, Abraham. Number 2, Melchizedek blessed Abraham. Number 3, not mortal Levitical priest, so he never dies. Levites are descendants of Abraham, so Levitical priest inferior to Melchizedek priest. New priesthood needed. Because the Old Testament, you know, Levitical priestess was canceled, changed, new priesthood needed. A tribe not relevant to Levites. So new tribe, you know, to Judah, you know, the, Jesus Christ came from Judah. Now those things is how great Melchizedek is superior to Levitical priests. The last question, who is Melchizedek? It has been a matter of great inquiry among commentators who Melchizedek really was. He has been very supposed to be holy. Somebody said Holy Spirit. Somebody said the Son of God. So those things like is theophany. Theophany meaning the appearance of God, people of the people. Or somebody said angel. But angel, creature, inner creature, same creature, Son of God, creator, Holy Spirit, creator. But the safest and the most biblical opinion is that which considered Melchizedek as a king of peace, king of righteousness, a worshiper and priest of the most high God in the land of Canaan, a person who blessed Abraham, who offered a tithe, and a person who is superior to Abraham. This opinion indeed lies upon the Bible in Genesis chapter 14, verse 1 through 24, and Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 28. And it is the only one that can be defeated on any tolerable grounds of interpretation. Because somebody said in Melchizedek God, but we can, Bible doesn't say Melchizedek God, but Melchizedek is like the Son of God, like the Son of God. I mean, Melchizedek is not, you know, like the Son of God, like the Son of God. But Bible doesn't say Melchizedek is an angel. No, angel said, so Melchizedek, the king of peace, king of righteousness, the priest are the most high God. That's in a safe way in the Bible. So if you have any more question, when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, so he will make it clear up. So up to the Lord. Okay, let's sing song all together. The song, the next song here, the number